Blog Talk Radio. new instrumental tune from Six String Woody, one of my favorite Revert Nation fans / friends. Amazing song. Just sounds so good. Sound like some Prince up in there, right? I like that, you know, Prince celebrating his birthday this weekend, his birthday is yesterday. And also, you know, Starts the Show off with Morris Mills, Round and Round. But first of all, I want to thank you for joining us with Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock and the Tam Reports. I believe Ridge Roughneck is getting tongue-tied. I'm drinking my hot tea. Is with us this morning in game seven. Wow. I called myself watching the game, and the game watched me instead, and I woke up right at the end. I posted on my Facebook page a couple weeks ago, made a prediction. I'm sticking to my prediction. Even though I love the Boston Celtics and I have many, many of my favorite players on that team, for some reason I'm sticking to that weather report that Ridge Roughneck joked about when we were going off the air a couple weeks ago. Heat and thunder. Still my prediction, and I'm sticking to it. But before we go any further, another missing person report. Last week we had good news. Reported a missing teen. But this time a missing adult, and it happens to be someone in the blogtalkradio.com family, Brian Cuban's sidekick co-host Mike, also known as Dice, one of his dear friends is missing from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And his missing friend name is Frankie Garcia III. And if you visit Dice's page and visit my page also, you'll see a picture of Frankie Garcia III. Michael's name is Michael Dice, D-Y-C-E. That's his nickname. And Allard Dice, A-L-L-A-R-D-Y-C-E, if you're not Facebook friends with him. But his friend has been missing since last Thursday, on May the 31st in Dallas. And he was last seen at Rising Gallery. And if you have seen him since last Thursday, or heard from him, I had any type of contact, I have any information, please call 214-559-4158. It's 214-559-4158. And Mike ended his comment on Facebook on the status that, oh, you're in my prayers, buddy. But I told Mike I would let you guys know that his friend is missing, Frankie Garcia III, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He's been missing since last Thursday. So hopefully we'll get good news like we did last week regarding the missing teen in the New York area also. So let's talk more sports. Shout out to my UK friends and listeners also. It's brunch time there, almost lunchtime. Shout out to Perry Gorton. And shout out to my dear friend Erica James. She is a student over there, and she has a page called Prophecy of Rock. And she would like you guys to like her page. I mean, she's really posting some awesome, awesome things. It's a lot of sports to talk about. It's a lot of just news, period, to talk about. You see Brian Banks got an invite from Seattle, an official invite to Seattle to work and try out with them. So I guess other official invites will come. Mickey Loomis, they're finally revising Drew's contract. And so hopefully we'll get a win-win situation out of that deal. I mentioned to you all Wednesday, though, I hope you all got your resumes and your summary letters to Drew before the deadline and part of the interviewing process for a person to head his wife's new company, New Orleans Theme Company, which will be launching in the fall. I love to be part of his design, the marketing team, but he's looking for someone with a bachelor's or a master's degree to run his company. And so I hope those of you that were interested and felt that you qualified for the information I provided, I hope you all submitted your resumes and your summaries and made contact with Drew, because you know they're going through an interview process with those that they're interested in. So it's really important to get your information to them. And so I'm checking out, I've been checking out Mike and my Wall Street Journal my Wall Street Journal comes up with my mail, and so it doesn't come with like morning paper. But I'm checking out. Speaking of London, I'm checking out something that they mentioned. The number of miles the London Olympics, 11 million tickets, which will be shipped from print. Wait a second. 4,500 number of miles the London Olympics, 11. They mean 12, don't they? Maybe they're talking about million tickets will be shipped from printer, Weldon, Williams, and Lincoln in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So I'm just looking at that. But there's something in the Wall Street Journal that I was checking out. But the Wall Street Journal predicted that the Boston Celtics were going to win game 6, 92-90. But really, the score was 98-79. So my goodness. It's on. I knew it was going to go to game 7. I just had that feeling. But the U.S. Open will be kicking off next Thursday. So that should be interesting. But tomorrow we have the Triple Crown. And I just want to talk a little bit about the horses. I always have an interest in horses and NASCAR. We need to talk more about just a variety of things. Like I said, in the near future, we'll be talking about poker and gaming and mixed martial arts. And most definitely, we're always talking about boxing, but we'll be talking more about boxing. But this article that is in Wall Street Journal is kind of interesting regarding how many horses have ran in all three legs of the Triple Crown since 2003. And they have like a ranking of the horses. And, of course, I have another is first in the ranking. And then there's Smarty Jones. I'm just going to do a run through. You all check out Wall Street Journal on your own because we have very limited time. There's Smarty Jones at second, Funny Side at third, Fleet Alex, because I was going to do a run through of what places they have taken in the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes. Fourth of Fleet Alex, fifth Big Brown, sixth Nine That Bird, seventh Curlin, eighth Animal Kingdom, ninth Glacamole, tenth Shackleford, 11th Heartspun, 12th Macho Macho Man, 13th Scrimshaw, 14th Flying Private, 15th Optimizer. This is a brief article, and I'm just going to run it through, but to look at the different places with the different horses I have made, check out WallStreetJournal.com, you know, WSJ.com. I have another that's running for a place in history in Saturday's Belmont Stakes. Optimizer is running to avoid another distinction. The worst performance in years by a horse that has run all three Triple Crown races. Optimizer, who finished 11th in the Kentucky Derby, beaten by 12 lengths, and 6th in the Preakness, 15 and a half lengths behind I Have Another, is a 20-1 long shot in the Belmont. Optimizer's trainer, D. Wayne Lucas, who has won 13 Triple Crown races, including 4 Belmont, doesn't think his coat is outclassed. We want to complete the Triple Crown. He has the pedigree, Lucas said on Wednesday. Since 2003, a total of 13 horses ran in all three races, with only 4 never making it to the winner's circle. Only Flying Private in 2009 failed to at least hit the board, first, second, or third, and who was Flying Private's trainer, D. Wayne Lucas. So let's talk and see what's going on with Reg Roughneck, but let's also wish, if you're celebrating a birthday today or this weekend, happy birthday to you. Kanye West, Kim K's man, turned 35 today. Nick Rose, a fave of mine, 50 of Duran Duran. It's also Barbara Bush's birthday. She's 87. Joan Rivers is 79. Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller's dad, is 85. Ken Ivory Wayans, whom everyone knows, actor and director, he's 54, like Prince. So today are those individuals' birthdays. And also, you know, I love looking at the Dallas News newsletter. Also in history, on this date, the first speech by an American president to a joint session of the British Parliament was President Reagan, predicted that Marxism, Leninism would wind up on the ash heap of history. And also on this date in 632, the Prophet Muhammad died in Medina. And in 1864, Abraham Lincoln was nominated for his second term as president at the Republican Party convention in Baltimore. And in 1998, the National Rifle Association elected actor Charlton Heston as president. Just want to share some of those notes to see all that, what highlights in today's history. Check out the Dallas newsletter, okay? And also, if you all enjoy my cousin Linda, I must remind you that she is an author, and her book, Myrna's Adventure, can be purchased at Amazon.com, can be purchased at BarnesandNoble.com, and at Libris, that's the publishing house. It's LIBRIS.com. And you can just check out your local bookstore also. And also you can call 1-888-795-3274 and extension is 7879. And that is author Linda White Oliver, Myrna's Adventure. Okay? I just wanted to remind you all, some of you might say, well, she doesn't say enough about how we can buy her book. And that's how you can get her book. Okay? Well, let's get to talking some more, because I might be boring you, huh? No, I'm not. I know I'm not, because I've been super excited for this morning show. What's up, Rich?
Hello, Beth. Morning,
hi,
morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm awake. I'm well, so that's good enough for me right now.
Yes. That is a blessing. I hear a lot of people saying that. But it's good to know that we all are very grateful and appreciative to wake up in the morning and to see the ending also.
Well, I put in a little overtime last night, you know, game and everything, and I did catch Brian Banks' press conference and everything, and you know, the little release on that. And then I was also picked up on the little, they had a press conference for Justin Blackmon, you know, about his little scrape with the law the past weekend. So
yeah, I was checking out something about he's from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, so I was just reading that about Dez is supporting him. I was just reading right before the show where Dez Bryant is supporting his friends. You know, he's there for his friends. You know, being a
right, you're right, you're right. They used to be teammates.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just reading that right before the show about how Dez is coming out supporting his friends. But tell people those that don't know what happened.
Well, it's just Justin Blackmon got his second. He's had this his second DWI in about 2 years, and you know what a lot of people don't realize is that a DWI is something that can practically happen to anybody, considering the legal ramifications. But you know, you sometimes have to be, you know, very cognizant not only about how you're driving, but then, of course, you know, how much you consume. Because if you get pulled over for any given reason and a police officer catches a little whiff of what's on your breath, you're going down. So that's one of those things that just you have to. Yeah, I mean, it comes with time. You have to pace yourself as far as, you know, what you're going to do. You have to have a little bit more self-discipline. I mean, heck, I've made that mistake myself before. And, you know, it's just one of those things you just have to learn and grow from it.
You said my DUIs?
Right. With DUIs or DUIs or DWIs. Some people get them confused.
I mean, there's an actress who's in trouble now in Hollywood, and she's like Miss Goody Two-Shoe to me, Amanda Bynes. She's in trouble this week for DUI, you know? And she's always in family-oriented work, but She got in trouble for a DUI this week. Yeah.
Isn't she the one who appealed to President Obama to have the cop that gave her the DUI have him fired?
I'm not sure. It just happened this week. If it just happened this week, she probably is. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about
that. I know. I just heard the other day someone made an appeal to President Obama to have the cop that gave him a DUI. It was a DUI or DW, whichever one it is. But they want the cop fired. So I'm sure President Obama got a.
I think I might have heard that she wanted a little police officer fired. But I don't know anything about the president part. But it's just that she's like one of those actresses that only do family work, you know? So I was just...
If I'm not mistaken, on Disney Network she works for. But
she's hilarious to me. She always makes me laugh. She's a very comedian to me. So when I saw the story, I was like, what? But you was making a point about how it happens to average people, and that's why I just mentioned that. But, yeah, because she's, like, known for her family-oriented work, and here she is getting busted for DUI. But I think I did see a little bit about a police firing, but I didn't know about her taking it all the way to the White House. You know?
Right. I'm like, you go out to a party, you have two, maybe three drinks, and you leave the party after about half an hour or whatever, after having a couple of drinks, you can very easily get pulled over for any reason, and there you have it. And then the funny thing to me is when they have you recite the alphabet backwards. That's got to be one of the most difficult things to try to do because some people don't even know the alphabet forward.
I think it's difficult for the average person that's not lit up.
Right. Stand on one leg and do the alphabet backwards.
You know? I'm just drinking green tea right now, and I can't do it backwards.
That's like asking to do a handstand, you know? That's like asking to do a handstand, a moonwalk or something.
I don't think you finished talking about the Justin and his DUI.
Well, yes. He got pulled over, got a DWI, and they said, they charged him with what they say aggravated DWI because he had doubled the legal limit and everything. And now Coach Mike Mularkey, who's the coach of the Jaguars, is kind of taking him under his wing, trying to, counsel him, just like he said he's counseled a lot of other guys about how you're going to have to act accordingly once you leave the facilities in Jacksonville, even though this incident happened in Stillwater, Oklahoma. So he, mm-hmm. He was back in Oklahoma when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of other guys, Richard Collier, who used to play for the Jaguars. He was a young man who went out hanging out late one night and was shot by an assailant and was paralyzed, and now he's also had his leg amputated from his troubles and everything. So but he still reps for the Jaguars, and he's a very good young man and everything. He has also stressed how off-the-field activities, have to predicate, you have to be predicated by ultimate responsibilities because, your lifestyle and being in the public eye now, being a sports celebrity and everything, you really do have to watch yourself. And, Des Bryant himself, he had a little couple of little brushes with the law that, you know, could have been avoided, but then sometimes it gets exacerbated even more because you're a celebrity and people recognize who you are, you know, they're gonna take shots at you. And that's something that, you know, that they, you know, that anyone makes a lifestyle change is going from being a relative unknown playing college sports to becoming a professional, making the money, you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Little things can turn into big things, you know, within a blink of an eye, especially as soon as someone finds out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think you recall a couple years ago when Coach Bobby Knight was out on a hunting trip, and a guy noticed and recognized him and kind of went over and hassled him and everything, trying to invoke a bad reaction out of him. And Coach Knight was very wise and very, he had the foresight to see this was a problem. The guy had one of those camera phones on him and everything, and the guy, you know, Bobby and I said, "Okay, I see you just coming over here to try to pick with me and trying to get a bad reaction, and I don't have time for it." I mean, he apparently apologized for trespassing on the guy's property because he wasn't aware it was posted property, and you know, the man's standing there with a shotgun, so he knows, hey, this is not a good situation to be in. You know, I need to defuse this situation and step aside. But then, of course, he saw what was going on, and he took care of it. So, yes, being a celebrity does have some of the big drawbacks of being a celebrity. And, just like last night's game, a lot of people was all on the LeBron James ready to start the boo birds blazing for him. And, you know, LeBron took initiative last night, won the game, and then they asked those questions. He said, hey, I'm just out here to win the game, and I deal with things the way I have to deal with them. He made sure not to answer anything or say anything that could be misconstrued as him being a quote-unquote typical arrogant modern-day sports celebrity.
Exactly. Let his words speak for itself. Yeah, I woke up right when it ended, and I saw the post-on-court interviews and their press conference interviews, and the players and the coach did a great job. And also Doc Rivers did a great job with in regards to his interview.
Last night's game was kind of like throwing a cookie, because I promise you, when they play Saturday, you're going to see it's going to be all-out war Saturday. Those guys are going to they're going to put it all on the line. It's going to be gut check time Saturday. So, but I also want to congratulate the Oklahoma City Thunder for making the championship finals.
Congratulations to the conference champs.
Right, the conference champs, those guys. To beat the three representatives of the past 10 or 12 Western Conference final winners, I mean, they beat the Lakers, they beat the Mavs, and they beat the I'm going to start to get like I'm having a Rick Perry moment right now.
Shout out to Rick Perry. Shout out to all of you, President Obama, Mitt Romney. You're having a Rick Perry moment. This is crazy.
Well, hey, it's early in the morning. At least that's my excuse. It's early in the morning.
Exactly.
The way they just came back and just dispatched the Spurs was just really – That was just tremendous. I really have to give them a lot of credit for the way they dispatched the Spurs, because I mean everybody was riding the Spurs jock, getting on that bandwagon, you know, Yeah, I mean, and I'm so glad
that. Yeah, I saw that too.
For that reason.
I saw that too. I saw that too. And people getting on that bandwagon.
Right, right. Nobody hadn't even had a Spurs sighting all year. And then when the Spurs hit that little run, you know, everybody was about to start toot toot. They were about to start tooting and everything. And now all of a sudden, the bandwagon them flipped over. So, but, you know, like I said, I guess the one event that you have to really be grateful for the Oklahoma City fans, they really need to thank the Hornets for their misfortune for having Hurricane Katrina, you know, decimating New Orleans back in 2005 and gave everybody, including the NBA, a chance to see what the Oklahoma City community was like and how they would embrace a team. I mean, they embraced the Hornets when they came and played in Oklahoma City during that time, and I mean the ticket sales was off the charts.
I was just reminded this morning watching the program that Oklahoma City Thunder is the former Seattle Supersonics.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, a lot of people are happy for the Oklahoma.
Right.
They definitely have worked hard.
Yeah, they did. They really did. And, like I said, a lot of people have just about forgotten about the Supersonics. They were a NBA team a few years ago.
Exactly.
And when they came down to Oklahoma City, the part of the agreement was they were supposed to come up with a new Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah.
Up in Seattle. And, you know, funny as it seems, haven't heard about it lately, you know? I'm like, when are they going to go ahead and reopen the franchise? But I think what's going to happen is the NBA is supposed to be, in fact, looking for a franchise. You know, they're supposed to be getting a couple of more franchises. And if my understanding, Las Vegas is supposed to be in the running for one of the other franchises.
That's something that you always mention, especially when we talk about NFL expansion teams. But, yeah, basketball, yeah.
Well, currently Las Vegas is the largest city in the United States that doesn't have a sports franchise of any kind. So I think it would be great to have one in Las Vegas.
And I always host basketball events, collegiate, and I know the D-League. I know once when the D-Leagues try out and play, they always go to Las Vegas. Wow.
Absolutely. All right, that's like Far East L.A. now these days.
Yeah, because Las Vegas and L.A., they're like New Orleans and Jackson and Dallas.
Exactly. At almost same distance.
That's what I thought. But I don't think you had shared your thoughts about last week's, you mentioned the Hornets, and now since the Who Dat Nation has expanded to the Hornets, what's your thought about the Hornets winning the draft lottery? You know, getting the first bid on Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Davis is pretty much a
Hornet. I guess part of the reason why I haven't thought about it, because really there's really no whole bunch of college picks that's coming out this year that's not grabbing my eye. I know the young man from Kentucky. I think they got like two.
Yeah, Anthony Davis.
Right.
Yeah, he's number one pick, and that's the Hornets. He already been on the cover of Mags with his Hornets jersey on.
Well, I guess so much for pre-draft predictions. I guess he already
know
where he's going.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah, like I said, the young man. They say he's pretty multi-talented, but you know, they don't think everybody else be laughing about his that Vulcan unibrow he has on his on his face. So,
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said something.
I very seldom hear people mention it, but I thought people do mention it.
Oh, it gets a lot of mention, I promise
you. I should have known you would mention it.
Well, hey, I mean, I guess that's going to be his trademark for the next 12 years. So everybody looks for a gimmick and whatnot. But it seems obvious that Michael Jordan's little pep talk with LeBron James really worked for him last night. It's always good when the old, as they like to say, the old heads, as they call it me now, the old heads reach out and just tell the youngsters what they need to do. And, I mean, you just saw last night, you saw LeBron James having an assassin's mentality. He just went out there, he was attacking, and he was, you know, playing his defense, and he played definitely one of his best all-around games to bring this back to Miami for Game 7. But then, of course, we all know they better win Saturday, because if they don't, it's going to be Armageddon for the Miami Heat, because I mean, there's still a lot of people that have not forgiven that press conference a couple of years ago when he said he's going to proclaim 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 titles. So he got that's gonna be hung over his head for like forever. I mean, you definitely got to get this one out the way, because next year I think it's gonna, you know, next, you know, as they always say, next year it all starts all over again. So you really have to seize an opportunity when you can, because basically, me and you was on last year when we was talking about the Mavericks, when the Mavericks made their playoff run. And that's kind of what Oklahoma City reminds me of a lot. Say it again, Beth.
Oh, I just said exactly.
Right. I mean, last year, the Mavericks just grabbed the whole NBA by the throat and just and they just choked them until there was nothing else left. And that's definitely the attitude you have to have when you, you know, pursuing anything, much less a championship. Well, that's just basically where you have to, sometimes you have to pursue life that way. You have to just have that sad determination to just see what you need to accomplish, make a goal, and just go for it.
Well, so
I guess that'd be my... That'd be my inspirational thought for the day.
well, we have about a minute and a half, and a couple of weeks ago, I think your prediction was Heat and Thunder, and then mine was, and the way I said it, you joked that I said it like a weather report, and I said Heat and Thunder. I said if you was a betting person, go for the Spurs, but I said don't be surprised if it's Heat and Thunder, and that's how the show ended a couple weeks ago. So you still down with Heat and Thunder?
Right, still down to Heat and Thunder, and oh. I'm still gonna ride with the Heat.
Well, y'all hear it here. We're both on the same page.
Right, you're hearing it first.
We're both predicting Heat and Thunder.
Right, I believe the Heat has the most. They got the most proved this year. They definitely trying to get that bad taste out of their mouth from last year, so I think they're going to take it all the way this year.
And we both love the Celtics. As a matter of fact, the Celtics is one of Red Ruffin's favorite teams, my favorite players on the team. And so we both love the Celtics, but that's just the prediction, you know. And you